Good morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The U.S. government is still technically out of money this morning, but the House has finally approved a vague $500 billion deficit reduction plan and a stopgap 12-day spending bill that raises the national debt ceiling. During the debate...
The government has shut down, and we're the only game in town. Let's work to get this budget through and get these tourists to the zoo.
But some zoo-goers and other tourists were not amused at the shutdown. This camper defied orders to leave Yosemite National Park.
Responsible campers won't do anything to damage the park.
Go, 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 go.
So we're staying. This is our vacation, and we're staying.
The House passed budget resolution, scaled back Medicaid cuts, and dropped some tax incentives for business. Unless the Senate goes along and President Bush signs the money bill, the Treasury would be in default on its debts later this week for the first time ever. Correspondent Rob Armstrong covered the early morning vote.
The new budget resolution finally came to the House floor after a day of intense and often acrimonious discussions. Much of it was among House Republicans. Some of it spilled over onto the House floor when Republican Whip Newt Gingrich, who led the opposition to the budget compromise that failed early Friday, demanded that House Speaker Thomas Foley bring up a short-term spending bill with modifications that the president could sign.
It does seem to me, since I'm often lectured about responsibility, that when the Democratic majority fails to override a veto, it has an obligation to respond to that failure by cooperating with the president. You failed to override the veto. Therefore, it seems to me you have an obligation under the Constitution to allow the government to operate and not simply to close it down.
I missed it. Will the gentleman yield to me?
Sure,
I'll
further reserve the right to object. I'll be glad to yield to the distinguished speaker.
Of all the people in this House, of all the people in this country that has little claim to cooperating with his president, it is a gentleman from Georgia.
The budget resolution contains aggregate numbers, but none of the specifics that scuttled the earlier package, such as questions about cuts in the capital gains tax rate, increasing taxes on the richest Americans, and hikes in Medicare premiums. They will be left to the committees of Congress to resolve. The House vote was highly partisan. The Democrats used their majority to carry it. Republicans accused the Democrats of riding roughshod over them. It goes to the Senate later today. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In Jerusalem's old city, Israeli riot squads opened fire on stone-throwing Palestinians. Reports say at least 21 rioters were killed. Lawrence Rifkin reports.
Ambulances and family cars rushed the Arab dead and wounded from a plaza the Muslims call Haram al-Sharif and the Jews the Temple Mount. The casualties resulted from violence, apparently started by rumors during prayers in the mosque that the Jews were coming up to stake their claim to the area. Hundreds of angry Arabs stormed a police station. There was shooting and then rocks aimed toward thousands of Jews praying below at the Western Wall. Police and border guards fired volley after volley of tear gas, then rubber bullets, and then apparently live ammunition. All this was augmented by cries of Muslim holy men over the area's many loudspeakers. Eyewitnesses described it as some of the worst violence seen in the old city since Palestinians began their anti-Israel uprising 34 months ago. Lawrence Rifkin, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Britain has fired its first shots in the Persian Gulf crisis. Dan Revive has details in London.
According to British officials, an Iraqi cargo vessel was shadowed during the night by three warships, the USS Reasoner, an American vessel, the British HMS Battleaxe, and a Royal Australian Navy ship. Together, all night, they kept an eye on the Iraqi vessel and then this morning told it to stop. The Iraqi vessel would not, so each ship fired one shot across the bows of the Iraqi ship. It finally did stop. U.S. Coast Guardsmen boarded the Iraqi vessel, had a good look around, and declared that it had no cargo, and so the Iraqi ship was allowed to go along its way.
Dan Revive. Two U.S. Marine Huey helicopters with eight men aboard are missing in the Gulf of Oman. A search is underway. Iraq has closed Kuwait's airport to civilian traffic 2 days before a plane chartered by the U.S. government is due to fly out women and children, but U.S. officials say the flight could go from Basra. Two American doctors, Joseph Murray and E. Donald Thomas, have won the 1990 Nobel Prize in Medicine. They were honored for paving the way for human organ transplants. Five federal employees are on the job this Columbus Day morning on a journey that would have astonished the 15th century explorer. Bruce Hall reports from NASA headquarters in Houston.
The astronauts were awakened this morning with a Coast Guard anthem honoring Bruce Melnick, the first Coast Guardsman to fly on the shuttle. Jeff Carr in Mission Control says the flight so far is nearly perfect.
So all systems continuing to work without flaw.
leaving flight controllers here in Houston, as well as the crew on board, to concentrate on the science and research objectives of the mission.
And there was more good news, as engineers this morning say the nuclear-powered Ulysses spacecraft, which was launched Saturday, is in excellent condition and on its way to a 1992 flyby of Jupiter. Ulysses will fire rockets next week to boost its speed, making it the fastest man-made object in space. Bruce Hall, CBS News, Johnson Space Center.
A white supremacist goes on trial in Portland today in a $10 million civil suit. Paul Pimentel reports from affiliate KXL.
Tom Metzger is a former Ku Klux Klan Grand Dragon and now heads the White Aryan Resistance, or WAR. Metzger is accused of inciting to violence three white skinheads who beat a black Ethiopian man to death outside his Portland apartment 2 years ago. Yesterday, 1,000 people gathered for a three-mile march to promote racial and sexual equality. This Arab-American teenager echoed the feelings of the crowd as it passed by the murder scene.
The idea of having to hurt someone just because of the color of their skin is really disgusting.
Civil rights demonstrations are planned throughout this week in Portland as the trial progresses. The victim's family is suing Metzger for $10 million. Paul Pimentel for CBS News, Portland.
Armed KGB border guards boarded a Greenpeace vessel in the Arctic early today. That vessel had defied a Soviet ban and sent four activists ashore to a Soviet nuclear test site. Wall Street meets Gorky Street as officials of the New York Stock Exchange are telling would-be Soviet tycoons today about the bears and the bulls. Barry Peterson reports from Moscow.
The language barrier may be the biggest barrier. In this communist country, some words simply don't translate, don't exist. What is a futures market? A leveraged buyout. Even stocks and bonds are unusual concepts to most Soviets who, by law, can't even own land and work at enterprises or farms owned wholly by the state. Still, as the three-day seminar got underway, the hall was packed with those anxious to learn. The Soviet Union once boasted that it would bury the capitalist nations. Today, it took a giant step toward becoming one. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Moscow.
Back on the real Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead 25.75 this morning at 2536.39. The dollar nosedived against the Japanese yen and British pound today, but is up against most other currencies. Gold is down over $3 in London at $391.25 an ounce. Time on the roundup, 10 past 7.